Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the Betting Above the Rim podcast. Today's date, May 7th, episode 147. Of our podcast, and let's get started with our tip-off topics with breaking news: Steph Curry injured. Obviously, we saw last night in game number one as Steph Curry exited the game with a hamstring injury and did not return, but now we got the official word already from Shams Charania. He reported earlier today that he has been ruled out of game two versus Minnesota with a grade one left hamstring strain. This is the first time that he sustained this in his career. Now, they've already talked about he's going to be out about a week. That's going to be touch and go here, folks, and I want people to understand this. If you are Steve Kerr, I think you take your time as long as you're in the series. Obviously, he's going to miss game number two. We'll see what happens with if they win or lose game two. If they lose game two, obviously it's 1-1. You could probably slow play it, maybe through game three if they're down 2-1. If they win game two, you maybe take more time. Got to realize how tricky hamstring injuries are, folks, and the fact that you have to make sure that, you know, you kind of get this, get them healthy, because it's a type of injury that can end up being a more significant injury as time goes along. So let's make sure that, you know, we get Steph back healthy, which is going to be a big storyline for the remainder of the series and for the playoffs, depending on how far the Warriors go. Speaking of game two, there was a really interesting trend that took place in the game ones of the Eastern and Western Conference semifinals. And that is, for the first time in NBA history, all four road teams won. Pacers won game one by 9. Knicks in a barn burner, 1-3 in overtime. Obviously, the Aaron Gordon shot versus the Thunder with about under 4 seconds left gave them the win. And then obviously, we'll talk also about the Warriors' 99-88 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. But here's why I think this is significant. Number one, I don't think people understand that 7 out of the 8 teams in the Eastern and Western Conference semifinals are repeat from last year. So it's not a team in a new spot. The team that's in a spot this year that wasn't in last year is Golden State with championship pedigree. So these teams aren't scared of the moment, folks. I want people to make sure they understand that. But also the fact that every one of these teams won at least 48 games. These weren't slouches, folks. I mean, if you look at 48 wins by Golden State, as a seventh seed, it's still a significant number. I think 49 was the number for that's Minnesota. And then obviously the Knicks had 51. The Pacers had 50. So we're not talking about teams that had bad regular seasons that limped in under 500. These were high-quality teams that have played well for the majority of the season. So we shouldn't be – I mean, we should be surprised. Let me say we shouldn't be overly shocked at what took place. Speaking of what took place, let's back up a little bit and let's go to last night's action where the Pacers, who were up 1-0, just went up 2-0 and a thrilling 120-119 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers, like I said, to go up 2-0 in their best of seven series. And what can you say about Indiana? A team that struggled the first half of the year and has really hit their stride. Why? Because I think about the totality of their parts. You know, obviously, you could talk about the player Tyrese Halliburton getting after hitting the game-winning three with under 3 seconds left. But also, you have to look at the play of others. Naismith, what he's been doing, shooting the ball from three. Nembhard in the backcourt, obviously, with Halliburton. But also, Miles Turner and other players that are also part of the team, how they went and they played exceptional ball over the course of this game. But then you have to look at Cleveland now, right? Down 0-2. They got injury concerns, right? Darius Garland went, obviously, the toe, did not play in game number two or game number one. DeAndre Hunter with the dislocated thumb on the shooting ham, he did not play. That's a big part of their team as their sixth man. And obviously, defensive player of the year, Evan Mobley, not playing as well. So you look at a team in Cleveland that was missing three out of their top, I would say, six, seven guys going against a team like Indiana that wants to play up and down with pace. This is why the series is 2-0. It's going to be interesting to see what transpires as this heads to Indiana with the Pacers up 2-0. This is a big, big spot for Cleveland. And I wonder how many of these guys will suit up and play with basically their season on the line, because there's no way they're going to go down 0-3 and come back and win the series, even though they were the number one seed in the Eastern Conference coming in. Let's head to the Western Conference, where the Warriors got a huge 99-88 win, covering the 7-point spread versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. And it is a crazy game to look at because the fact that you lose Steph Curry in the second quarter, and you're thinking, well, Minnesota's going to go ahead and make a run, and they're going to go ahead and get a win. But the fact that Minnesota in that second quarter was outscored 26-11 by the Golden State Warriors team. Why? No, they did it again. Bad Buddy. Buddy Hield, what a fantastic performance again for Golden State. This is back-to-back games for the Bahamian Bad Man, as he obviously was great in game number seven for the Golden State Warriors in their win over the Houston Rockets. So they set up a 1-0 series lead. So what went wrong for Minnesota? Simply put, Ant-Man was not that man. Anthony Edwards, 1 point in the first half, looked, I don't know if it was disengaged, not motivated, shot was off. I don't know what you want to look at, but there was obviously, Ant did not play up to his quality self. And of course, that led to the loss by the Minnesota Timberwolves. So we have to see the adjustments in game number two. Knowledge Reed was good. We'll see what happens here, but it's really a big spot for a Minnesota Timberwolves team that could find themselves 0-2. I expect them to throw a huge knockout punch in game number two, especially knowing that Steph Curry is not going to play, and they could probably address it and be a little bit better schematically. Let's head to the college game, where Todd Golden, the championship coach of the Florida Gators, was just rewarded with a contract extension through 30-31. It's a 6-year extension that will pay Todd one of the highest paid coaches in the country. This is according to our good friend of the program, Jeff Goodman. And you look at what Todd Golden has done at 39 years old, winning a national championship, coming from the University of San Francisco. Yes, he had ties to the SEC, being that he worked for Bruce Pearl for his first job as a director of basketball operations. But Todd has done such an amazing job in Florida. You go down and look at Florida and the SEC, that's football country. But he has made it basketball country with the style of play, what they were do, how he developed his guards. And he's got an interesting team with a top 20 class coming back this past year. Todd Golden did an outstanding job with the Florida Gators team. And you must admit, not only are they the national champions, but you got to think about probably from about February 1st on, they were the best team in college basketball, right? Going through the SEC, winning the SEC title in a league that is loaded with quality teams. Todd Golden gets a well-deserved six-year contract extension by the Florida Gators. Congrats to Coach. Coming up next, after the commercial break, we'll get into our award tour, where we'll start to look at the future markets of two series, the games that will be played not on Wednesday, on Thursday. That will be obviously Timberwolves and the Warriors. And then we'll look at Cleveland versus Indiana. We'll be back with our award tour after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 147. And it's time to get into our award tour while we break down the future markets of the NBA playoffs. And we're going to kind of slow play this a little bit because we can't really focus on games that are played on Wednesday night, which is games number two of Boston and New York, with New York up 1-0. Same thing with Denver, up 1-0 versus the Thunder. So we're going to focus on the two games or the two series that aren't being played Wednesday, leading off for Thursday's game between the Timberwolves and the Warriors. Obviously, looking at the series spread winner right now, you still have the Minnesota Timberwolves as a minus 180. Right now, it's up to a minus 210 favorite, plus 152 or plus 176 right this second, by Golden State. Why has it moved 30 cents? Simply put, they announced Steph Curry has been out for a week. So that means he's going to miss multiple games in this series, probably missing two, if not three games. So when you start to really dig into it, you know, the Golden State at plus 1.5 games is at minus 188. I said going into the series, that I thought that Minnesota's going to win it in about five games. Well, probably not going to get there. So I'm going to go the other way and say Minnesota wins -1.5 games, meaning Minnesota's got to win the series in six games or less. That's a plus 132. I look at this team. I think Minnesota will be way more motivated and be far more ready to attack this this series now that we know what's going on with Steph's injury. But you look at the total number of games. Over under is over 168. I'm sorry, over 6.5 is plus 168. Under is minus 210. Because I think they believe that he's going to miss significant time. So I don't think you can bet under 6.5 games at minus 210. There's no value. Particularly, I think it's going to be in six. To me, you do one of two things. Either you bet it at six games at plus 164. If you're worried about the gentleman's sweep, either way. But I just think you go under. You know, you look at the Golden State Warriors, or in my case, the Minnesota Timberwolves, -1.5 games at plus 132. Let's head to the prop market here, where it gets a little bit interesting, because there isn't a lot of props at record time, which is Wednesday afternoon, in regards to this podcast. So they have a couple of things. And to score 50-plus points in any game, 18-1. No way I'm betting that. And to make 10-plus made threes in any game, 31. No way I'm not taking it. But the two that deal with Golden State are interesting. Jimmy Butler scored 20-plus points in every game at plus 290. But the one I like is Bad Buddy. Buddy Hield to make 2-plus made threes in every game is right now at plus 195. Why do I think this is a bet? Because that's what Buddy does. Buddy's a shooter. That's all he's ever been. And that's what his job's going to be now, is to knock down shots. Doesn't matter if Steph is there or not. Because he's played well, particularly the last two games, and I think he has to take on the role of Klay Thompson as a shooter, he's going to get the shot attempts. And he's not going to be afraid to take it. So to me, Buddy Hield plus 195 to make 2-plus made threes in every game of this series is what would be the prop I would look at. Let's head to the East, where it's a 2-0 series lead for Indiana, and now they are a minus 198 favorite, plus 166 for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And when you really look at it, the series spread right now, Indiana minus 1.5 games at minus 124, plus minus 2.5 games at plus 164. What they're saying to you is, the sweet spot is, do they get one or two games, meaning Cleveland? I can't take the chance that Donovan Mitchell gets hot, these guys get back, and it's at plus 164. So I'm going to take Indiana minus 1.5 and minus 124. You got to win two of the next five. You have to win two of the next four games, and three of them are going to be in your building. For a team that's playing really good basketball versus a team that's very injured. Yes, is it intriguing to take Indiana minus 2.5 games at plus 164? Absolutely. But we don't know with this game being played on Friday what is going to be the injury report, right? They could get these guys back. They may gut it up and play. So the safer way to do it is Indiana minus 1.5 games at minus 124. When you look at the series spread, over 6.5 games, meaning going 7, plus 160, under, minus 200. If you think there's injury concerns, and the way Cleveland's looked, there's no way that you're going to bet this going 7 games. You don't see it that way, right? If you're leaning Indiana, it's probably going 6 games or less, so you're not going to bet it at minus 200. So same thing. Do you want to bet it at 6 games at plus 240? 5 games plus 540. Simply put, Indiana minus 1.5 games at minus 124 is the play. Three-point shooting leader is interesting. I went on yesterday on Sports Grid and I said that Aaron Naismith at 5-1 should be the leader. Well, he hit 5 threes. In game two, he's at plus 115. That's his role. Yes, you can look at Max Strus at plus 140. You can look at Donovan Mitchell at plus 750. Aaron Naismith has been on a heater. And that's the guy that you may give the shot up to, and the majority of his shots will be from three-point land. I know it's not a lot of plus money, but it's plus money. Aaron Naismith to lead the series in total made threes at plus 115. Coming up next, we will get into our scouting report where we'll break down matchups that will take place, particularly that would be game number two between Golden State and Minnesota, and game number three for Indiana versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll be back with our scouting report after this commercial break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 147, and it's time to get into our scouting report where we have the future, or look at, no, it's the future, the games tipping off over the next couple of days in the Western and Eastern Conference playoffs. So we'll just go in order how games are going to be played, and that is first leading off game number two between the Golden State Warriors and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Right now, the Minnesota Timberwolves are minus 10.5 point favorites. Over-under sitting at about 201.5. So where can we find ourselves some value here? It's a big spread. Why is it a big spread? Matt and I were just talking about it in the commercial break. You know why? Steph Curry's out. You also got a team, obviously, with the grade one hamstring strain, but you also have a desperate team in Minnesota that does not want to go down 2-0. So where can we find value? Sort of digging around FanDuel, you're trying to find, which has always been an intriguing market for me, which is the player performance doubles. Now, if you want a side, it's Minnesota minus 10.5, but I'm not overly convinced. I'm worried that FanDuel and all the game twos, if you look at the game twos, right, Knicks-Celtics minus 10.5, they lost home court advantage, right? OKC minus 10.5, they lost home court advantage to Denver. They're doing the same thing with Minnesota. They're throwing out a big number here to get you to bite. So that's why I'm concerned, because I think the number is really high. Could Minnesota do it? Yes. But you're also dealing with a championship and prideful franchise in Golden State that doesn't get blown out a whole hell of a lot. So where do you look? How about this one? Naz Reid, 12-plus points, Minnesota to win at plus 102. So if you kind of look at the points prop going into game number two, Naz Reid is over under 12.5 points, okay? So over 12.5 points for Naz Reid is at minus 110, right? If you think you want to get a little bit of plus money and you think Minnesota's going to win, Naz Reid 12-plus points, Minnesota to win is at plus 106, right? It's not a big number, but with the fact that Minnesota being 10.5 point favorites, you're not going to get a lot of extra juice with anything tied into Minnesota unless it's something that goes way above what they want to do. If you think Naz Reid at 19 points in game number one gets you 15-plus Minnesota to win, now you're at plus 170. So there's a way to look at it. Try to tie in Naz Reid. I may just go with the plus 106. Minnesota wins, Naz Reid, 12-plus points. Let's head to the Eastern Conference. We have game number three between, obviously, Cleveland and Indiana. Now, this is different. Cleveland is a 2-point favorite. Why? They need to win. Now, if you try to look at, you know, in regards to players that are going to play, You have numbers out for Garland, for Mobley, and obviously for and I don't see anything, I don't believe, for DeAndre Hunter as of yet. But that could change here as we get closer to game time. So this number is baked into the minus two. I have a feeling that Cleveland's going to steal game three. I still think Indiana wins the series because of they're up 2-0 and they have all these games at home. but I feel like you're going to get the best punch out of Cleveland. I'm going to look at Cleveland on the money line of minus 134 to get the win. So then you start looking at props, right? Are there any props that we could look at that make a lot of sense? Aaron Naismith over 1.5 made threes is minus 205. Obviously, you're not taking that. Aaron Naismith to make three threes is at plus 164. So that is where I'm looking at. I've been a believer of Aaron Naismith beginning of this series. I said that he was going to lead the series in three-point makes. And if I think he's going to keep that lead and he's the leader of the club as a plus 115 to lead the series in threes made, then I got to think he's going to knock down three of them. They're going to do what they got to do. And at the end of the day, if I'm Cleveland, if there's something I'm giving up, it's a three-point shot. I'm daring Naismith to get it again. Aaron Naismith, three plus threes at plus 164. This has been your Betting Above the Rim podcast, episode 147 for May 7th. For all things sports gambling, download that app, pregame, in-game, postgame, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. We'll be back with another episode next week. Remember, smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you a financial advisor considering the independent RIA model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. They've helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.